Craig Cohen was walking home from a local diner in Oakland Park, just north of Fort Lauderdale last April, when he was attacked by a group of men. He was pushed to the ground and repeatedly kicked in the head until his skull was crushed. Cohen spent the next 6 months in a brain-damaged coma and died October 7th, never having regained consciousness. The Broward County Sheriff's Office said this week it will not investigate his death as a hate crime, despite requests from the man's friends and gay rights activists. Craig Cohen was 47 years old and openly gay, and he was not the only person attacked on April 6th. A few minutes after Cohen's attack, and less than 2 miles away, 27-year-old David Villanova was beaten and robbed by the same men. He survived his attack. He is also openly gay. Two men were arrested in May in connection with the crimes, and a third, just 18 years old, was arrested this week, charged with robbery and murder. But Cohen's friends and family say the charges aren't tough enough, and so does Scott Hall, founder and president of Gay American Heroes, a foundation that honors the victims of hate crimes and also seeks to educate the public about a problem that Hall says claims an LGBT life every 9 days. Hall said he appreciates Broward County Sheriff Al Lamberti's ongoing support of the gay community, but believes the motive behind Cohen's murder was hate, not robbery.
I think that's doing an injustice to the community, and it's doing an injustice to Craig to say that it was just a robbery. Like you said, we believe that when he was taken to the hospital, he had his wallet, he had his cash, he had his credit cards. He had his watch, and I believe he had a chain around his neck. So the only thing they stole from Craig was his life. And the only thing that was actually missing were his car keys. So for them to classify it as robbery is, like I said, doing an injustice to our community and to us as a county.
Commander Rick Wiersbicki is with the Broward Sheriff's Office and is chief of the Hate Crimes Anti-Bias Task Force. When asked why Cohen's personal effects weren't stolen by the suspects, Wiersbicki said it wasn't from a lack of trying.
They actually did try to get Mr. Cohen's wallet. Problem was the position of his body. They couldn't quite get around to get it, but we have at least three or four witness statements that they did try to get the wallet. But at that point, the traffic signal changed and cars started going towards them, and they kind of got spooked by headlights, so they decided to move on.
Wiersbicki said it was a lack of evidence that prevented them from classifying the attacks on Cohen and Villanova as hate crimes.
We actually began this investigation as a hate crime. Sheriff Lamberti spoke out at the opening of the Stonewall Library, and we knew two of the victims were gay. We actually had composites drawn, and within 2 hours, we had them delivered to gay-friendly businesses, both in Oakland Park, Wolf Manors, and Fort Lauderdale. But as the investigation went on, we knew it was just, unfortunately, extremely violent crime.
As brutal a crime as this was, Wiersbicki said the facts of the case did not fit the criteria laid out in the hate crime statute.
They would have to have made specific statements or their evidence that these persons were attacked because they were gay, and there's absolutely no evidence to that point. The detectives did a phenomenal job of interviewing both the suspects, getting confessions and witnesses. And these attacks were fueled, again, by, Xanax, marijuana, and alcohol in a combination. And the mindset of these people, they just wanted to kick ass and rob people. Being gay had absolutely no part of the victims being attacked. It's a tragic situation, but that's where the facts are.
Scott Hall says the sheriff's department needs to be pressured to reevaluate the case, because if the brutal beating of Cohen can't be classified as a hate crime, then maybe it's time to rewrite the statute.
If they were to find an African-American hanging from the end of a rope anywhere in the United States, they would consider that a hate crime. Well, with the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of different LGBTQ murders that I've dealt with and have researched, this is so evident of the brutality of the crime that it should alone give it precedent to say that it's a hate crime.
Statistically, Broward County has the highest recorded number of hate crimes in the state. WMNF asked Commander Wiersbicki why he thinks that is.
I think we do an honest job of reporting, and I think that's not the case in some areas of the other part of the state. Sheriff Lombardi has instituted a culture of a hate crime is a hate crime, where maybe in some other parts of the state and the nation, they don't believe in hate crimes, and they don't believe that the special categories are necessarily should be designated as a hate crime.
Commander Wiersbicki said that now that Cohen has died, the charges against 21-year-old Victor Gonzalez, 25-year-old Pargu Leandro, and 18-year-old Chad Ola will be the stiffest that can be levied, with or without a hate crime classification, that of first-degree murder. For WMNF News, I'm Lisa Marzilli.